Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show in this season of spirituality. Today, we are talking about your mission being the medicine. So what do I even mean by that? So I believe in the grand scheme of reality and the matrix of the universe that each one of us is born with a specific mission, with a specific purpose. And you were born because the beautiful uniqueness and conglomeration and multidimensionality that you are is exactly what the universe needs to be complete. You have something to share with the world, to leave an impact on the world with that will make it a better place, that will allow for the continued growth and evolution. And when you fully express that and live that, it is for the highest good of all. It allows for your greatest becoming to happen because you need to become the you that delivers this mission. So you are born with everything you need in order to deliver it. And then along the way, we get programmed and things happen and we fail and we make it mean something about us. And we go through this whole hero's journey or Shiro's journey where we go through obstacles and challenges, both within ourselves and also outside of ourselves. And in terms of within ourselves, it can be like self-doubt and not feeling good enough and worthiness stuff that comes up. It could be ancestral things, even inherited, that part of our mission is to heal our ancestral line because we are affected by seven generations behind us. Right. And then there's also external obstacles, you know, like having to create in matter takes time, it takes effort, and it doesn't have to. But, you know, we're not yet so advanced and spiritually enlightened that the moment we think of something, it happens. And that's for good reason, because sometimes you might think something in a triggered moment and you don't want that to manifest, you know. And so as we do our spiritual work and we purify and we come more and more have greater moments of enlightenment, because what I believe is as we're on our spiritual journey, we have moments of enlightenment. But when we're in human form, it is not possible to be enlightened 100% of the time, or else we would just leave our body and be in spirit form, because you came here to make the mistakes, to go through challenges for your soul to evolve. So along with the mission comes the evolution of your soul. This is the purpose of life. And your mission is so big for you that it carries you. Your mission is part of the blueprint and part of the blueprint of your particular game of life. And so your mission is the medicine. So what I mean by that is if there are ever moments that you feel challenged, you feel not good enough, you feel your worthiness stuff come up, you feel depleted, you feel depressed, you feel sad, you feel like, what's the point of this all? You feel hopelessness, despondency, whatever it is that is not anything other than love, light, truth, joy, excitement, bliss. Your mission is the medicine. So what do I mean by that? So for example, I'll give you an example. When I'm not doing my mission, and I've learned this over time because I've been able to see like what's going on? Like, why do I feel this way? Because there were a few moments in my life where I kind of went another path. It was still in alignment with my mission, but as I've shared in many podcast episodes, but this is the first one you're tuning into, I feel that my mission, I am here for the healing and awakening of humankind, for the co-creation of the new earth. And so what I mean by that is, like, I'm here to affect change and catalyze massive consciousness shift in humanity that changes the very fabric of existence so that people live in a completely different way that we know is heaven on earth, that we know comes from love, joy, peace, happiness, abundance, prosperity for all, living in tune, in symbiosis with nature, and that we enjoy the beauty of this earth and that we become human beings and not human doings. So all of this hustle culture and all of this, you know, people feeling like they're on this rat race and all of that dissolves away so that we can really just be here for the enjoyment of life and that we create from a place of inspiration and love and that devotion to give for the highest good of all and make this world a better place is at the forefront of everyone's actions and doings, etc. So it's really this utopia, right? And so there were a few times where I went to live in spiritual community, and it was multiple times. And that is in alignment with my mission because, in a sense, that's where we go to, right? We return back to live with nature, and we're in these more modernized communities. And they're not like communes or places like these hippie things. It's where, you know, especially my visions, they're very much like eco-luxurious. Like, we're using the highest materials that are still earth materials. And it's like, even right now, like, you have neighbors on your block, but imagine that every person on your block was in alignment with you, that had similar values and ideas about life and values of how to live in harmony and co-creation with each other, and that everyone was like your friend. So it doesn't mean like here you have to be like a hippie living and naked on the land or something. You can, you know, there can be some communities like that, and that's some people's idea of a utopia. But it's like you can find your community where you feel like you thrive and you feel like you belong. And so when I did that, it felt like I was becoming one of like the bees in the hive, which I do feel that we are all here to do that, to co-create the new earth together. It's like we're here to bring change in the world, and we all have our way that we're doing it. And as being a piece of the mosaic, we each have our unique way and our unique gifts that we're sharing, right? And this is a given. But what I've also found is I have so much to share and say and gift to the world through. So I'm a channel of words. I channel into libraries of consciousness since the beginning of time, even from other planets and places. I bring a lot of ET energy because I have my memories of life on other planets where we are already living in harmony and heaven on earth there. We are already human beings there. Like, people don't even work in other planets, you know? This is just something, this is of the ego structures of earth and all of these viruses that are here on earth that keep people deluded in terms of like what's important or what's the point of life. And so I have found that when I am not tapping into this consciousness, into this this role as a re-education for humanity and as someone who activates and catalyzes perception shifts in other people and supports energetic frequency shifts down to the DNA level, I start to feel badly. Like, I feel like I could get sick, like when I'm not living my potential. It's like I feel a void in my being. And I remember a time where I had manifested everything. My business was doing beautifully. I was so happy. Like, all the money that I was making, I was just reinvesting back into reaching even more people. Like, I just wanted to grow and grow and grow. And I remember at that time I was living in Malibu, and I remember the only thing I didn't have in my life, it was my beloved. And so that's also important, though, because I do feel that part of my mission is to bring avatar children onto this planet who are part of this recreation of humankind on earth to co-create the new earth. And And so I was like, okay, well, this is a big part of my mission. So it's important that I shift things to bring that into my life too. And I got the intuition to move to Ibiza. And even when now that I like have everything I've always desired in love, I could see how a part of me would just be content to be in love and enjoy life with my beloved. But even if my beloved had millions and billions of dollars that I never had to work a day in my life, I would still do this work as a hobby. And that's how you know it's your mission. That's how you know you have touched upon the gold, because it carries you. It is you. It just pours from you, especially when you feel love and excited and inspired. It's like you cannot help but share it with the world. And so in times of challenge, in times of feeling the sadness, going into the mission, into your mission, however it is the medicine. So what that looks like for me is, like, even today I woke up and I was kind of like, you know, and sometimes I could feel down if I'm not reaching the number of people that I, in my mind, my ego mind, wants to reach. And I could feel like, oh, why don't I have more? Why don't I have a million followers yet? Why are there not 100 people signed up to this program, right? And this kind of like, and I know that I will always want more. But the moment I might feel like, oh, is my mission really happening? Even though, like I've said to you, I know that I've already fulfilled it. I've already reached millions of people. I have fulfilled my mission. Technically, I could stop and I fulfilled it. But I can't. It's like impossible. I've even tried. And I'm like, no, there's no way. I remember one time I was having this healing session with this woman. And she kind of said something like that, like, yeah, you know, I just see with all this money, like you're not even working. You're just like enjoying life with your kids. And she was like, well, I was like, that can't be. Like, I know how big my mission is. It's not over yet. Like, there's so much more for me to do. And she's like, well, which one do you want? I'm like, both. What do you even mean? Both. I'm going to have the love and the children and the huge mission reaching people all around the world. Like, it is both. And it's been like, I've had those few wake up moments, like when I was in community and didn't feel like I was living my full potential, like something hit me over the head, like, wake up, you are not living your full potential, go do it. And it shifts everything. Like the moment I start speaking on these podcasts, the moment I create a post, the moment I am sharing words of wisdom in some way, I feel so good. It's sourced from within myself. Our mission is carrying us. And the way to feel good is to do the mission. And of course, doing the mission makes you feel good. It's like chicken or the egg, which one came first, right? It's like the mission is the medicine. The mission is the medicine. Where you get your power from is in your mission. And so if you are astray in your mission, you may feel less energized. You may feel like, what am I even doing? And it's never about the money. It's never about, like, you know, you never chase the money. You do what you love and the money comes, right? It's like, I feel it's also one way the universe is telling you, like, ding, 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 you've struck gold. Like, that's the way. And you are meant to do it in your way. And I'm going to have a podcast on spiritual business where I talk more about this. But essentially, your mission is meant to be in a certain way that really only you know. And you can have mentors and coaches and healers that you work with that will either try to impose their framework of how it worked for them onto you, but the best guides, I feel, are the ones that tap into your specific frequency and see the vision and the blueprint that's meant for you. And that's how I work. That's why I actually don't even have any courses in business or anything, because I don't believe there's a one size fits all. So all of my business mentorship is really that one-to-one, because I see different things for different people. So I can't give a one size fits all formula. Of course, I can talk about being in integrity and things like that, but the mission is different for everyone. So I just can't see yet. Maybe in the future there will be something, but for right now, it has to be one-to-one work because everyone's mission is different and the how of everyone's mission is different. Hence why, like, I've never really signed up and been a big fan of like, oh, this launch strategy and this marketing thing, because everyone is different. And I actually truly believe that it's the energetics, like your energy behind things is what gives things the power, the force, the magnetism. Hence why your mission is the medicine, because the more that you're in your mission and you feel it no matter what, and knowing that you are a revolutionary, like some people are not going to get it. And I've been in this game since like 2012. And let me tell you, like, now I see people like doing what I did 10 years ago. And I'm like, I've been doing that. Right. And what has been the thing, which if any of you have been in the game for a long time, this is something you really have to pay attention to, is to not get disheartened and to not let like the glamour and the glitter and the sparkle die, because you're not getting the validation through the numbers, because it takes time for people to catch up. And I know that over time, because I was so in the future, like I remember having readings and people being like, you are 20 years in the future. Like people don't even know what you're saying. And I'm like, great. Because I used to feel disheartened. I used to feel like, where are all the people? And I've known that I've had to go through my own refinement and, you know, to be on a big stage in front of the whole world. I know that even still, I have to develop tougher skin, still be sensitive, but there's still places where things stick, where I'm like, oh, right. And when we look at people in the media, people who have a big reach, like people are saying good things and people are saying bad things. And I feel that all of it's good, because if you have any form of catching people's attention, you're making an impact. And oftentimes if someone has something negative to say, you're touching a nerve. Like there's something that you're triggering in them, and that's okay. And I know that I've triggered so many people over my lifetime, but the truth is my message has never changed. My mission, my goals have never changed. The how has pivoted. And even still, I know when I'm going to be reaching millions of people regularly, consistently every day, I could see how I'm doing things differently. Like I see how there's less one-to-one, there's more book writing, there's more speaking engagements, there's more like even another iteration of the TV show. Like there's different things happening to have that reach and impact over time. And it's really my job to allow the mission to carry me. And that's your job. Allow the mission to carry you. Where are you not focusing in on your mission and you're distracted by other things? Like this is your wake-up call to get back on track. You know what matters. You know where you're meant to serve your time, your energy, your resources. Do what you need to do to get back to the essence and the heart and what you know to be true. And it's funny because, you know, this podcast has been such medicine. And there's moments where I'm like, oh, what's the point of even doing this? Like we all feel those moments of like, oh, well, what's the point? Like are people even listening? But when you think of your grander mission and the legacy you are leaving, the mission is the medicine. It's what allows you to do one more time. Try it another way, right? Try this strategy, that strategy. And it's not really like strategies, but it's like, okay, what's inspiring me now to create? What's inspiring me now to say, what is the art that I want to share with the world through my mission? Regardless if your mission is in spirituality or in, you know, whatever, like, I don't know, dog products or pet products or anything, but sometimes people are like, well, I don't know my mission. So, well, if you don't know your mission, this is a formula I like to use. Take what feels natural and good to you that you would do for free, that you just naturally spend your time doing that feels like overflow. So some people like to cook for people. Sometimes people like to bake, and some people are like handymen and they fix things for people, right? Like everyone has a different thing. for me, when I had my spiritual awakening, it was this writing, this like advice giving. It felt like I was like this oracle that was transmitting codes and wisdom. And I never knew where it came from. It just like started. And social media was this beautiful platform to share it. And I feel like if I lived in the olden days, I would have just been a writer. Like I would have all these poetry books and I would have all these books and it would have just probably accumulated in my house. And then one day like find a publisher and publish it. And who knows, like some artists and poets and people of words of wisdom in the past, it's like their art was shared and well known to the masses after they died, right? And now we have this gift of social media where anyone with any gift can share it with the world. And so that's why I love media as a platform to awaken consciousness and humanity. And that's another podcast episode that's coming for sure. And so this is just that reminder of like that your mission is that thing that you would share if you were by yourself and you were a recluse up in the mountains. It's like the thing you would do. Some people it's gardening, like whatever it is for you. And you pair it with helping people and being of service to the world. And that's your mission. It's like a really easy formula because when we help people, we feel good. When we give, we feel good. So that's why it's the medicine. You'll always feel good. Like, I feel like people are depressed when they like don't know their mission. They're not in their mission. They're not doing what they love. Or when their focus is on the wrong thing, like money or validation of numbers of followers or how many people are tuning in, et cetera. And you're really doing it for you, but it's a gift when other people receive it. And everyone's time is different to pop. And if you are a revolutionary, which I know you are, like it could take time for people to even understand what you're doing, but it doesn't mean you need to stop or do it in another way or dilute your message because I've done those things and like it just slowed things down. But the more alien you get, the more radically you, the more authentically self-expressed you become, which I believe is one of the goals of our spiritual path, is to support our authentic expression in the world. That is the magic that helps people to recognize you and catch on faster. So remember, if you're feeling down, your mission is your medicine. And if you want to go deeper in this, I always recommend my year-long memberships. You get access to all of my codes, my ascension codes, my abundance codes, all of my courses. It's all of my wisdom, everything I share that's even deeper than the podcast. I feel like in the podcast, we're just like teasing and touching upon and tasting different topics. But if you really want to get into the goods, you go and really go through the transformation. Like, of course, I know the podcasts activate and catalyze different inspirations and insights, and they serve, of course. And this is my way of giving freely to anyone who wants to listen. And I feel like this is also a strong entry point. And also in the bonus episodes, I always guide some kind of healing and activation to support you in that self-realization and you stepping into self-mastery and becoming your ultimate self, your ultimate potential. And so with that, I invite you into the bonus content where today I am going to be taking you through a process to connect to and activate your mission even more within you and to receive any divine downloads or messages to support you in being, living, embodying your mission and sharing it with the world even more in a way that lights you up and feels really good. And so thank you for being here. Big kiss to you, and I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.